The first question is it allowed to join a political, democratic political party with the intention of benefiting the Muslims in the lands of disbelief, as Yusuf alayhi salam did in the government of Pharaoh in order to benefit the people?
Sheikh bin Allah Ta'ala said,
the religious laws of the prophets to precede us do not apply to us. Also, making a ruling on something is secondary to understanding that thing. You have to properly understand the situation in order to make a judgment on it. And the situation that was present in the time of Yusuf alayhi salam was different than our situation nowadays. The reality of political parties nowadays is that people enter them and they lose their deen in the process. And Islam has nothing to do with the political parties, democracy and the likes in our day and time. Yes, Yusuf alayhi salam entered into a position of authority over the people in a non-Muslim land. But the reason he did so was to spread Tawheed and to call people to Islam. Nowadays, the reason why people enter into political parties is to get some dunya. Let's be frank. They're getting something material out of participating in these political parties. The means and ends of these political parties are totally in opposition to the teachings of Islam. Therefore, it's not befitting or permissible for a Muslim to enter into democratic parties and the likes, because they don't bring about general benefits for the masses. They bring about personal benefits for those who join those parties. So it's not permissible to join these parties. And if the people want to benefit the Muslims in those lands, you should tell them to make hijrah out of those lands and live in the Muslim lands.